Will the gay wedding bells ring once more? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The federal judge who overruled California's Prop 8 says gay marriages will resume Thursday unless an appeals court rules otherwise. For the appeals court to keep the temporary marriage ban in place, there would need to be proof that gay marriage actually harms somebody. So who would be harmed? Well, people certainly argue that God finds it odious, but would it actually harm God? See, even if God is against it, God is almighty. He can't be harmed. Would it harm gay people? Well, then you'd have to find a gay couple seeking marriage willing to say they were doing it to hurt themselves. Not likely. Would it harm the state of California? Potentially. By forcing it to churn out a gazillion additional marriage certificates and causing traffic jams outside San Francisco City Hall. But whoever argued that would look like an idiot. So what's left is for gay marriage opponents to find a straight person who's been harmed by a gay marriage. Well, if such a person exists, California would certainly be the place to find him. There are 18,000 gay couples who were legally married before Proposition 8 passed. That's 36,000 people. Surely at least one of them was lured out of a heterosexual marriage to wed a gay partner. But if there isn't, if you can't find even one, then maybe we should stop wasting the court's time. Because we all know what's really going on. This isn't about laws. This is about the ick factor. Gay marriage means state approval for two men kissing in public, and 7 million California voters said ick. And so far, ick hasn't stood up in court. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.